Hello and welcome to the final Author of the Month for 2015. I'm here with character expert Khalil, and we're going to talk about what makes a good character and one of his favorite characters. So Khalil, what do you think makes a good character?
A good character is a smart person and a good person.
That makes sense to me. But what if a character is evil or isn't that smart? Can they still be an interesting character?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think makes an interesting character different from a character that you wouldn't be very interested in knowing about?
I think it's because, like, it's interesting because you, like, sometimes, like, the Big Bad, you know what the Big Bad Wolf is?
Mm-hmm.
With Red Riding Hood and the wolf? Yeah, he was acting good, but when he was kind of interesting when he was kind of bad.
That makes sense to me. So what made him interesting when he was bad?
He was interesting because he could blow down a lot of houses.
That is interesting. Would you care to read about one of your other favorite characters?
I would read about...
No, I'm just asking, would you like to read your work for us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Khalil, and I'm going to tell you about my friend Thomas. I would describe Thomas as nice because he let the children paint the wooden animals. He's also generous because he gave a donation to the museum. He is not rude because when the boy dads said ugly miscuit trees are for barbecues, he didn't be mean. He just said, he's wrong. That's what I know about my friend Thomas, known as the woodcutter.
Simply fascinating. Well, that's all the time we have left for today, and it's actually all the time we have left in this year. So if you see one of our authors in the hallway, please be sure to congratulate them. Enjoy your summer, practice your writing, and you too could become the next Author of the Month.